I'd like to start my sermon tonight by asking you one question. And the question is, how many of you are afraid of darkness? There are many types of fears, but fear of darkness is one that a lot of us experience. Some of you might remember when you were children, most of us were afraid of being in the dark. There is something about darkness that makes us fearful. I think that it is the inability to see and know where the danger lies. It is the unseen and the unknown that makes us really scared, and we're afraid of the darkness. A little boy was afraid of the dark. One night, his mother told him to go out to the back porch and bring her the broom. The little boy turned to his mother and said, "Mama, I don't want to go out there. I'm afraid. It's dark out there, and I'm really scared." The mother smiled at the little boy, and reassuringly, she told her son, "You don't have to be afraid of the dark. Jesus is out there, and he will take care of you, and he'll protect you. Don't worry about the darkness." The little boy looked at his mother real hard and asked, "Are you sure about that?" "Yes, I'm sure," said the mother. "He's everywhere. Jesus is always ready to help you when you need him." So the boy thought for a few moments, and then he went to the door and cracked it open a little bit, and he was peering out into the darkness, and he called to Jesus, and he said, "Jesus, if you are out there, would you please hand me the broom?" When we talk about fear of darkness, Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4, provide a great comfort for us. And I'm reading from New King James Version, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." Verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The text here in Psalm 23 tells us that we need to be comforted we need not to be afraid of darkness. We are comforted, and especially we're comforted because we're afraid of the darkness when we go through the valley of shadow of death. These valleys represent those dark and challenging times in our lives. When we go through those dark times, what makes a big difference to us is if someone comes along and walks with us. As a child, if you walk through the darkness, sometimes if your father or mother would say, "I'll come with you," then you're not afraid suddenly anymore because someone is there to walk with you. Even though the darkness is still there, having someone beside you makes a big difference. It's less frightening. In Psalm 23, David tells us that we are not alone when we walk through our dark valleys. Jesus is walking with us. So tonight, I'm glad to be able to speak to you about our loving shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is the one who takes care and leads his sheep. He is the one who comes along and walks with his sheep through the dark valleys. He does not abandon his sheep at the sign of a danger. He is a trustworthy shepherd. Now, when we look at Psalm 23, we start with first two verses, and these first two verses present a very peaceful picture. God is our shepherd who takes care of us and provides everything we need. If we read only the first two verses of Psalm 23, we might get the impression that Christianity is the easiest religion there is. Just laying around in tall green grass and drinking cool water. That sounds pretty good. But if you have been a Christian for a while, you know for sure, as I know, that this is not how it is. It's not true. David makes this very clear as he shows where the shepherd leads his sheep in verse 3 and 4. He shows that the path of righteousness leads through the valley of shadow of death. Jesus says to his followers, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and follow. There is an easy pathway through life, and many take it, and the devil offered the easy path to Jesus Christ as well, but Jesus turned it down. Jesus chose to go through the valley because the path through the valley led him to the cross. And I am so glad tonight that Jesus chose this path. He chose to go through the valley. He chose to die on the cross because it brought salvation to you and I. Satan today tempts us just like he did Jesus. He says that there is a nice paved pathway over here which goes around the dark valley. He says to us, why eat such an awful meal of sorrow when I can give you a Snickers bar of worldly happiness? You don't have to go through the valley. The shepherd never promised to take us over the valley, around the valley, or to avoid it, but he did promise to go with us through the valley, and that is the hope that we have and the comfort we receive. Someone once said, comfort isn't comfort in the absence of affliction. However, I want you to understand one thing tonight. I want you to understand that life, the life of a Christian, is not always a dark valley. We might get discouraged and disappointed to hear that if I want to truly follow Jesus, I must go through the valley at all times. Every time is something terrible happening in my life. That's not how it is. The text here in Psalm 23 tells us very specifically that when we go through the valley, this is when the shepherd leads us and he comforts us. That means that we are not always going through the valley. There are times that we are not in the dark valleys. And praise God for this. Praise God for his presence while we walk through the valley. But also, I want to praise God tonight for bringing us through the valley, through the dark valley, and taking us up on the hill. As in any profession, a shepherd is nothing without his tools, the tools of his trade. The quality of his work depends on the tools he has. The main tool of a shepherd is his rod. When we think about a rod, there are many adjectives that we use to describe the rod. And most of the time, we associate the rod with punishment. We never think of a rod as being comforting. But here in Psalm 23, verse 4, David talks about God's rod comforting us. So tonight I entitle my sermon, A Comforting Rod, because Psalm 23 tells us that the shepherd uses the rod to comfort us. In cases of distress and trials, we look for comfort and help in many different places. Some people find comfort in a favorite food, favorite objects, favorite song, in nature. Some other people find comfort in their favorite book, an inspirational text, or the embrace of someone close. These are all good things and can bring temporary comfort, but we can find full and ultimate comfort only in God. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 to 4 says the following. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. In order for us to really truly understand how the shepherd comforts us with his rod, we need to look at the ways the shepherd used the rod in the Old Testament. And that will give us a better idea how does God comfort us with his rod. Tonight, I want to talk about three main usages of the rod in the Old Testament and compare it to our Christian experience today. Number one, the rod was used by the shepherd to guide and correct the course of the sheep. Often the sheep would get distracted by things they saw in their periphery, and they quite often wandered from the pack. the shepherd's rod. At that point, when a sheep would wander away, the shepherd would use the rod to gently guide the sheep back into the way they were supposed to go. The shepherd would not hit the sheep with the rod. He will just gently put the rod out and to guide the sheep back. So, guidance, correction. Number two usage. The shepherd used the rod primarily for protection. The rod was used as a weapon against the predators. The shepherd used the rod to protect his sheep from the enemy. The rod became a weapon, but it was not to hit the sheep, but rather to hit the wolves and mountain lions that threatened the sheep. So the shepherd would use the rod to protect and defend the sheep. The third usage, the shepherd used the rod to set the sheep free that got entangled. Most of the shepherds had their rods, and they would have a rod with a circular hook on top of their rod. It was not uncommon for the shepherd to find sheep stuck in thorny bushes, and he would use his rod to extend it into the bush and hook the sheep and pull it out from the entanglement. The thorns were hooked to the wool of the sheep, and they could not possibly pull themselves free, no matter how hard they tried. So in this case, the shepherd would use the rod to set the sheep free. When we look at our spiritual experience, we can see a parallel between the rod of the shepherd and the Holy Spirit. Let me illustrate this to you. The Holy Spirit is the comforting rod in our Christian life. In John 14, verse 16 to 17, Jesus says this, "I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper," or other translation says, "He will give you another comforter, the Spirit of truth." A comforter is the Greek word parakletos, and parakletos means the one that comes alongside to help us. The main purpose of the Holy Spirit is to comfort us like the rod of the shepherd in the Old Testament. So how does the Holy Spirit comfort us? Let me give you three different ways that the Holy Spirit comforts us today. Number one, in John 16, verse 13, Jesus says about the Holy Spirit's role. He says this, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit today to really know the whole truth. Without the Holy Spirit's guidance, we might get lost very, very easily. And we have a lot of Christians today that get lost out there. We as sheep sometimes go astray, but Jesus gently corrects us through the Holy Spirit. He puts us back on the right course, on the right way. Now, as humans, we don't like correction. Nobody likes correction, but it is a vital aspect of our Christian experience. Now, it is comforting to me, at least, to know, and I hope it is comforting to you tonight as well, to know that the Holy Spirit keeps us on the right path. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent to guide us. And that's why the Holy Spirit represents God's rod today that guides us into all truth. Number two, the way that the Holy Spirit comforts us today, we read in Ephesians 6, verse 12, and it tells us there that we are in a spiritual battle fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And then in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, the Bible also tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Our weapons as spiritual weapons because we're fighting a spiritual battle. And those weapons are described as mighty weapons. In other words, these weapons are powerful. Where does that power come from in our spiritual experience? The answer is from the Holy Spirit. So as the rod of a shepherd in the Old Testament was a defense mechanism for him to defend and protect the sheep, so today the Holy Spirit is our defense and protection against the darkness of this age. Acts 1 verse 8 says, Jesus says that when the Holy Spirit comes, we will receive power. Then in Zechariah 4 verse 6, we read, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It is comforting to me tonight to know, and I hope it's comforting for you as well, that the Holy Spirit gives us power to stand against the enemy. The third way that the Holy Spirit comforts us today is found in John 16, verse 8. And Jesus says there that the Holy Spirit, that he will send the helper, the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, it says here, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit is the helper according to Jesus' words, and the help that he's offering to us today is to bring conviction. When we are stuck in sin, the Holy Spirit will bring conviction to us that we need to change. But the Holy Spirit cannot do all the work for us. He brings only conviction to us. He points out that we are stuck in sin and that we need to change. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me illustrate this from the Old Testament. When the sheep found itself stuck in the thorny bush, and the shepherd wanted to help the sheep could fight against the shepherd, not wanting to get out, or work with the shepherd by allowing the shepherd to pull it out from the bush. And there is a lot of fight going on within us as well today. Sometimes we behave the same way, and we have those two same choices. Either we work with the Holy Spirit and allow the Spirit to pull us out from our entanglement, or we fight against the Holy Spirit. We have only two choices today. You may try to entangle yourself. You may try to free yourself from sin, and no matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to do it. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Only the Holy Spirit can set you free from your entanglement. Allow the Holy Spirit to pull you out. And I want to ask you tonight, what are you entangled in today? What do you need to be released from? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to work and get you out of there? It is comforting for me tonight to know, and I hope it is comforting for you as well, that we have the Holy Spirit to help us experience true freedom. True freedom comes only when you allow the Spirit to work in your life and you allow the Spirit to help you to untangle yourself from sin. A little girl lived near a cemetery, and she often had to walk through it after dark. When someone asked her the question, "Aren't you afraid to walk through a dark cemetery every night?" And she answered, "Oh no, I'm not afraid," she said. And the person asked, "Why aren't you afraid?" She says, "My home is just on the other side." When we are going through the dark valleys in our lives, we can be brave because we know that light comes at the end of darkness. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but before we get to the end of the darkness and get to the light, we have an even better promise in Psalm 23, verse 4, that makes all of our fears disappear. We have the assurance of the presence of our shepherd Jesus Christ with us while we walk through the dark valley. And if this wasn't enough, and if this wasn't an amazing promise already, to top it all off, we have the promise that while we walk through the dark valley, Jesus will use his comforting rod, the Holy Spirit, to guide us, to protect us, and set us free. So tonight, I invite you to allow the Holy Spirit, the comforting rod, to come into your life and allow him to guide you, allow him to protect you, to give you the power so that you're able to protect yourself against the evil one, and allow him to set you free from any entanglement of sin that you might be finding yourselves in at this point. May God bless you as you follow your shepherd, Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, tonight we want to give our lives to you, Lord. We thank you for this comforting rod that you give us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent to be our comforter and our helper. Lord, we thank you that you are the good shepherd, and help us to resemble you in our lives. Help us to follow you as the sheep follow the shepherd. Lord, once again, we thank you for the protection that you're offering us. We thank you that you're offering us guidance. And we thank you that you're there for us when we fail, Lord, when we fall. You don't just leave us and abandon us, but you're right there, and the Holy Spirit works on our hearts. And Lord, tonight I pray for those people that are watching at home, if they feel that they have failed you, Lord, and Satan is whispering in their ears that there is no way for them back out of what they're entangled in, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work on their heart tonight, and then they will respond to your calling, Lord. Let them allow the Holy Spirit to take them out. Lord, we pray that you help us to always trust you. And we thank you for the promise that you're always walking with us when we walk through the dark valleys. Be with us, Lord. Bless us. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.